This sequestration ability sounds appalling, Gora said, summarizing the Edenists' unified feelings.
You should see the red cloud, Joshua told him. That really gives me the creeps. It's an instinct thing with me. I know it's wrong.
Gora gestured to the console they had been consulting. Its hollow screen was alive with blue and yellow data displays.
What is our current situation?
I'm playing a waiting game, Joshua said, and datavised an order into the console processor. The hollow screen switched to an image from an external sensor pulsar, showing a very dark expanse of crinkled rock. Scale was impossible to gauge.
See that? That's the largest ring particle I could find at such short notice, near solid stone about 250 meters in diameter. It's 25 kilometers inward from the northern surface. We're keeping station directly underneath it, and I do mean directly. Lady Mac's forward hull is about 3 meters away. Right now, Warlow and Ashley are outside drilling load pins into the rock so we can tether Lady Mac in place with silicon fiber. That way I won't have to use the thrusters to hold our position. Maranta and Gramming would be able to spot any ion plumes easily when the rings calm down. Our onboard electronic systems are designed for minimal emission anyway, but with that rock as a shield, we'll make absolutely sure we're undetectable to their sensors. It can also absorb our thermal output as well. I've deployed the thermodump panels so that they're radiating all our excess heat directly at the rock. It will take months to seep through. All the drive tubes and the 5 main fusion generators have been powered down, so our magnetic flux is negligible. We're operating on 1 auxiliary fusion generator, which is well screened by the hull. All in all, it's a very reasonable position. As long as Maranta and Gramin stay north of the ring, we'll be invisible to them.
And if one of them moves to a southern inclination?
There is 55 kilometers worth of particles between us and the southern surface. It's a risk I'm prepared to take, especially with the ring so electrically and thermally active right now.
I see.
How long do you think we'll be here?
Joshua pulled a face.
Hard to say. Right now we're only 170,000 kilometers above Murora. Lady Mac needs to be at least 200,000 out before she can jump. So if we want to leave, we either wait until Maranta and Gramin decide to call it a day and quit, or hang on until their search pattern carries them far enough away to allow us to make a dash for a jump coordinate. Whichever one it is, I think we'll be here for some time, weeks at least.
I understand. Do you have enough fuel and supplies to last that long?
Yes. Fuel's down to 47%. Those high-G maneuvers use up cryogenics at a hell of a rate, but what's left can supply our present consumption rate for years, so that's no problem. But we'll have to monitor our environmental systems closely, given there's 36 of you. The limiting factor is going to be food. That'll have to be rationed pretty carefully. All of which means I really don't want you to take your children out of Zero Tau just yet.
Of course, they will be much better off in the pods anyway.
But what about your mercenary scout team?
Joshua exchanged a significant glance with Sara.
Not a damn thing we can do about that. They're tough and they're mean. If anyone can survive down there, they can.
I see. Well, if the opportunity arises to go back, then please do not hesitate on our account.
We'll see. It would be difficult jumping to La Londe with Maranta and Gramin following us. Ideally, I'd like to hang on until they leave Murora. Our major problem is going to be tracking them. When you came in, we were discussing mounting a sensor cluster on the other side of the rock. Before we started hiding, we caught a glimpse of their ion thrusters, so we know they're still out there. But we have the same problem as them. The ring is pure hell to see through. Without reliable data, we're at a nasty disadvantage.
Ah, Gora smiled happily. I think I may be able to help you there.
Aethra, can you see the 2 starships which attacked us?
Yes, the habitat replied. They are orbiting slightly above the ring's northern surface.
An image formed in his mind, the dusky plane of the ring slicing across Murora, blanched of most color. The habitat's external sensitive cells could just sense the broad zone agitated by heat and electricity. 2 dull specks were poised slightly above it,
iron thrusters firing intermittent tattoos to maintain their altitude.